In Chinatown in Lower Manhattan, smoke lingers from the nearby ruin of the World Trade Center. Traffic is still a mess. Restaurants and stores say business is off between 50% and 75%, and that's meant big layoffs. In Chinatown's garment manufacturing industry alone, thousands are out of work. NPR's Chris Arnold has a report.
Several owners of garment sewing shops are on the street in Chinatown trying to get police officers to let through a delivery of fabric.
You can't bring a truck through here. It's closed.
Chinatown is located just 10 blocks away from the World Trade Center, and many roads have been shut down here for weeks. Garment workers have been unloading trucks on the sidewalk and wheeling hampers full of fabric several blocks to the factory floors. That is, when they can find a place to unload.
Is there any place that they could park and offload?
You can't double park. If there's not a legal spot, you can't block the crosswalk here. This is not going to work. No, you can't park there.
Sewing shop owners here say their industry was struggling even before September 11th, but since then, business is down about 75% in Chinatown. A floor manager, Sophia, from the Big Joy Sewing Shop, says because of the road closures and telephone problems, the big label clothing manufacturers have started sending their sewing work to other places. So she hates to see the delivery truck drivers get turned away like this.
They will tell the manufacturers they cannot get in my shop, and then they will going to switch to either Brooklyn or Queens. I don't know how can we, if we keep on like this, maybe two more weeks we will close.
May Chan is vice president of Unite, the union representing garment workers. Normally she's at odds with the owners, but now she's on the street here translating for them. They say they're losing thousands of dollars a week.
They don't know how they're going to pay their rent next month.
Workers here get paid by the garment, so a slowdown hurts them immediately. The trade group representing shop owners estimates 11,000 garment workers here in Chinatown have already had their hours and wages cut back sharply, and many aren't getting any work at all. Inside one of the half-empty sewing shops, a Chinese radio station plays in the background. Two workers, King Fa Wong and Ping Wu, say they both went 2 weeks without any income. This week, they're making less than half of what they were before September 11th.
There's no work, and then they're very, very afraid that they will have no health benefits. Most of these workers cover their whole family for health insurance. So the whole family's health benefits, seeing the doctor, taking care of their health, relies on the garment worker.
Many of the women here are married to men who work in Chinatown's restaurants, which are also laying off employees. With smoke from the trade center still in the air most days and traffic snarled, visitors are avoiding Chinatown. That's driven down business by more than half across the neighborhood. Mei Chan says, though, many garment workers don't see themselves as struggling much compared to the people who are grieving loved ones. And there are people here in Chinatown who've lost friends and family members. Mei Chan says some of those who died were just in their 20s and 30s.
I mean, that's what makes it so sad. The immigrant worker's story is they come here and they work very hard and they send their children to college. And then the children graduate from college and then go into jobs like in the financial sector or in the World Trade Center. And we've lost some of those children.
For the many more people here who've been hurt financially in recent weeks, community advocates worry that some might feel they don't deserve help or don't know how to ask for it. Sewing shop owner Yuk Cheng Wong says she doesn't want grants or loans. She's more concerned about doing whatever it takes to get more orders coming in again. She says it would help if the government placed some orders for uniforms with the struggling New York garment industry.
You know, that's what our tradition of Chinese people, work hard to stand by your own feet.
The garment workers union and the shop owners are coming together to try to generate more business. Next week, they plan to announce a major campaign with advertisements and labels asking customers to buy clothing made in New York. Chris Arnold, NPR News.